Blog Talk Radio.
All because of Jesus. Come on. Since we are together, let's praise His name.
Because of the blessing.
bless him.
Amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be up shortly, but you better give God some praise right now. It is all because of Jesus right now. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. It's all because of Jesus is why we're here right this second, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Hey, we thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw as well. Their time tonight. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. What a beautiful song by Brother Marvin Winers, All Because of Jesus. And we thank God for you, all those who are live right now and those listening later on. Thank you, too, as well. Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen. I think most of us understand and know the importance of prayer. Right, we got about 8.5 billion people on the planet, and every one of them need prayer. And ladies, just want to read us another scripture here. We got two scriptures tonight. We've got 1 Thessalonians 5, and then also scripture coming up, Psalms 19, 1 through 6. So we're reading those two scriptures in a few seconds. But I also want to let you know, guys, this is prayer time. We're praying for you. And we're praying for those all across the globe. Hey, we'll be opening up the lines later on as well. Just hit star one if you have a prayer request, praise report. We'll be doing that as well. And we'll mention that again after Bishop and Doc have come before us. Also, two guys, I want to let you know that we're excited about you tonight. And we're knowing that, but even behind the scenes, regardless of the technology, we're still praying. As Bishop says, we are always praying for you. And we're always thinking about you each and every week. Yeah. Amen. But as you know, in these, we have some interesting times, some serious times, but the Word of God talks about praying without ceasing. So let me read this very quickly, guys. 1 Thessalonians 5. We beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you. Amen. These are our leaders. These are our leaders in the fivefold ministry, ladies and gentlemen, and that teach and preach the Word of God all around the world. You are over you in the Lord and admonish you and to esteem them very highly and love for their work's sake. And right now, I want to give the Lord a hand cup of praise for Bishop and Doc because they are one of our wonderful leaders. Yeah. Yeah. You must esteem them. Amen. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. And continue to pray for them and lift them up. And be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them. Oh, this is good. This is what Bishop and Doc do. Warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded. Support the weak. Be patient toward all men. Yes, yes. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among ourselves, yourselves, and to all men. And this is all men across the globe, of course. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, ladies and gentlemen. That's the part of the scripture. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. Come on now. Everything, give thanks. Father God, we just thank you right now. We thank you for this time, this second, every second. We thank you. Yeah. Now, thank you. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, ladies and gentlemen. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Bless the name of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. That's 1 Thessalonians 5. I highly recommend you read the entire chapter. Yeah. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe on the network, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're getting ready to go into the scripture for the night as well, Psalms 19, 1 through 6, and we'll get started, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much again for your time. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you tonight. Psalms 19, 1 through 6, the heavens declare glory of God. Amen. Just look up, ladies and gentlemen. Just look up. I don't care if it's in the nighttime or daytime. Just look up, for the heavens declare the glory of God. and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Yes, it does, each and every day. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And in them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, amen, which is as a bridegroom cometh out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. Verse 6, guys, ladies, gentlemen, his going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. That is Psalms 19, verses 1 through 6. We thank God for the reading of his holy and powerful word tonight. Yeah. Amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Bishop as well. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God coming on right now. Bishop, thank you so much for your time tonight, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everybody. The good stuff.
Go and pray for another night to be able to pray and seek the face of God. And we thank the Lord for another day, that this is the day that he has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank the Lord. As we'll be praying for families tonight and marriages. We'll be praying for the safety of the children and praying against the crime of murder. We'll be praying also for our nation, that God would direct the people during this time of this nation, that God will direct us and keep us in during these evil times, that God will protect and take care of his own, because he has promised us in his word that he will protect us and keep us from all evil. As we pray tonight, we believe God. We believe the word of God and know that his word will not return to him void. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory. We honor you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We thank you for your goodness, your loving kindness, your tender mercy. We thank you, Jesus, for your word. We thank you, Lord. So shall your word be, that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return unto you void. But it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Now, Father, we give you all the glory and honor tonight as we pray for marriage. God, we come against every spirit that tries to destroy marriages and families. And God, protect them from all the evil and the undercurrent of the enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and pour into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we glorify your name tonight, and we honor, we adore you. Father God, you said the righteous cry and the Lord hear it and deliver us from all our trouble and out of all of our fears. We thank you tonight. And we honor you, God, and we thank you, God, as we pray for our leaders of government. We pray for the president. Father, you are all-knowing. There is no secret that you don't know about. And God, we thank you that we surrender to your will, and we thank you, God, as you direct our path. God, your word says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And Father, we thank you, God, for ordering our steps. God, protect our minds. Keep our minds in perfect peace. Father, we pray against the spirit of murder and crime. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will protect the children, protect the young people, protect the old people. Father God, we glorify your name, and we lift your name up. And Father God, we praise you, and we magnify you. Now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of as. You said in the word that the righteous cry and the Lord hear it. The righteous cry and the Lord hear. Your word is to give my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray
and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, and you will forgive their sin. You will heal the land. Father, we pray for your protection. We pray for the safety of your people everywhere. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. Father, cover your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we pray for the leaders of the government, Father, we pray, God, that you would direct, God, in the name of Jesus, and that you will provide and you will supply every need, God, that the people of God need, and those that, God, that you will orchestrate their lives and you will protect them from all the danger. You have given your angel charge over them already, God. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. We call it so already. We thank you for the victory. God, you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. But the chastisement of our peace was upon him, but it's with your stripes we are healed. We thank you for a sound mind, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We come against that spirit of confusion. We come against that spirit of fear and doubt. We come against that spirit of anything that's not like you tonight, Father. And we thank you that you give us peace that passes all understanding. Father, I pray for marriages tonight. Father, I come against that spirit that tried to attack the marriages. Father, in the name of Jesus, reveal, expose, and destroy. Reveal, expose, and destroy every crookedness, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it tonight. We thank you in advance, oh God. We call those things to be now as though they already are. Father, we give you glory for it tonight. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all. You already know what the need is. You already know all of the circumstances, God. There is no secret that you don't know about. And Father, we surrender to your will. We commit it to you. And Father, we thank you, God, for the blessings of God. We thank you for the promises God has taken place in the lives of God. We thank you. You're healing those that are sick, whatever the disease it may be, if it's cancer, if it's God, we cast that spirit to the roof in the name of Jesus. Father God, you will pay the ultimate price that we could be healed. And now, God, we thank you for it, for total healing in the lives of your people everywhere in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight. We come against our spirit, our blood pressure. We come against that spirit of diabetes. God, we come against that spirit of sickness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We call victory. We thank you for victory already, God. We thank you for the miracles already taking place. We thank you for the blessings already taking place. We thank you for the breakthroughs already taking place. We thank you, God, as you orchestrate the lives of your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for countries. We pray for cities. We pray for the community. We pray for the government. We pray for the mayor. We pray for the city council. Father, we pray for the teachers. Father, we pray for the children, even as they go to school. Let it be a safe haven, even in their home, love. Let it be a safe place. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your God, in the name of Jesus, let your people, God, let you be in charge of our lives. Keep us near the cross. Keep our minds, God, on you. Father, we give you glory. Give us a hunger thirst for righteousness as never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare your glory, that our loved ones be saved, God. We decree and declare for the miracles that take place. Father, we thank you for it. Even now, God, we glorify you. We thank you, God, even as this election is coming up. Father, you know the circumstance. You know the situation. But God, you reveal, you expose, you destroy. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you that you will get all the glory, you will get all the praise, and Father, we continue to trust in you, no matter who get in the White House, no matter who come to be the Congress, no matter who in the Senate, no matter who in the County Commissioner, we're going to trust in you, Almighty. God, we thank you that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. God, we thank you. Lord, said you never seen the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. Father, we decree and declare, we pray for that child that is missing. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you reveal where they are. Let them return home safely. Father God, we pray for that family. We pray for that mother. Father God, we pray for that husband. God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Make them one in the spirit, God. And let them honor your word as never before. Father, we give you thanks for it now. We call it so. Father God, if you continue to do marvelous and great works in the hour that we live in, we know that you are the same today, to yesterday, forevermore, that you never change. You have the same power, you have the same ability, and the same authority. God, we surrender to your total will for our lives. Open our eyes spiritually, Lord, that we will be able to see. Open our spirits that we will be able to receive. And thank you, Lord. Give us a hunger thirst for you as never before. We give you thanks for it. And we praise your mighty name. We pray for every child. We pray for every family. We pray for every those that are missing, those that are gone away from home, that may be separated. But Father, you are able to work all things out for the good for those that love the Lord, the one that are called according to your purpose. Your perfect will be done in their lives. And Father, we forever give you glory. We thank you, God. You already know the need of every family tonight. You know what the need in that husband and that wife and that child. You know what the need is, God. Bring unity in that family. Bring unity in that family, God. Bring unity. Father, Lord, Lord, I have a spirit of forgiveness. But I have a heart of repentance. Father, we thank you. And we glorify you tonight. And we call it so, that the enemy will not destroy their family. The enemy will not destroy their children. The enemy will not destroy that husband or wife. But Father, bring them in agreement with one in your word. And we'll forever give you glory. We'll give you praise. And we'll magnify you. And we call it done. We already call it done tonight, God. We thank you. Lives are being mended back together. Peace is being in the home, God. Joy in that level of gold with one another. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We forever give you glory. We pray for that child tonight. Give them a peace that passes all understanding. Give them a joy, God, that they've never had before. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. And we honor you tonight for your word. We don't just come asking you for things, God, but we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being clothed in our right mind, having the activity of our limbs. We thank you for the small thing that you allow us to have each and every day, that we have activities of our limbs. We thank you for the grace of God that's been over our lives, that you have promised us long life, and you have given us a long life. And Father, we thank you for it tonight as you continue to bless your people everywhere. We pray for that child that may not know you, that family that may not know you tonight. They will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Even as you pray, God, you said the righteous cry, the Lord hear it and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all their fears. We give you praise for it tonight. You make the crooked places straight because you're the only one can make it straight, God. You're the only one can fix it, God. You know the heart of man, God. You know that heart. Man look on the outer, but God, you look at the heart. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we commit it to you. And God, let us be long-suffering with one another. Let us be long-suffering with one another. Let us have a forgiven heart in the name of Jesus. Give us the heart that you have, God. Give us the mind that you have. Little word said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And Father, we forever glorify you. We thank you for your miracle working power. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. No weapon shall be able to prosper. And no good thing when you're hoping them that lucky. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. We thank you, God, that you answer the prayers of your people that desires. God, you're answering their prayers. You're meeting their needs. You're opening doors. You're providing, God. You're making ways, God. You're giving them jobs, God. You're giving them opportunity, God. You're giving them vision. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. And we give you glory. We praise you tonight. As you continue to be glorified in this earth realm, you be glorified. And Lord, thank you, Lord. Let us occupy until you come. And Father, we forever glorify you for what you've already done. And thank you for your grace and your mercy has been extended so many times. We thank you for it tonight, God. We don't take it for granted. But God, we praise you and we glorify you for your goodness and mercy and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw. Powerful and effective prayer just gone forth for all of us tonight. And we're just excited about you. I hope y'all was taking some notes as you're listening to the prayer. Bishop said, keep us, O Lord. Keep us, O Lord. Save our family members and save our marriages. Just to name a few. We thank God for you. Ladies and gentlemen, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, as well. Doc, thank you so much for your time tonight as well.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer line tonight. We thank God that the technology is working tonight, and we're so grateful to be on this line just to continue to pray. But even when we don't come together on this phone, you know, as Elder Kevin read the scripture, we have to always pray, and not faint. Every opportunity we get, we need to keep a prayer on our spirits and in our hearts. And as I was listening to Bishop as he was praying for families and the things that's happening in our nation and during this election season, what we have to realize as believers and people of God that the enemy is after our peace. I'll say that again. He is after your peace. Like Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. And I give unto you not as the world giveth, because certainly we cannot find peace inside of the world system. We cannot find it. And whoever is elected as our president or any senator, any representative, that's not where our peace can ever be found. Our peace certainly comes from the Lord Jesus. And our hope is in him, looking for the blessed hope of his appearing. Praise the Lord. So the enemy is after our peace. He's after the peace that resides in marriages, families, and homes. He's after peace. So what do we need to do? We need to be conscious, praise God, of the enemy's tactics. And as I read the scripture, I'm reminded in Romans 12:2, and it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We have to renew our minds every day because the enemy comes to steal our peace, whether it be through things that we go through, we experience the works of the flesh. You know, we talk about the works of the flesh in the book of Galatians. Praise of God. It talks about our lasciviousness and the lust and the things that the enemy comes, the envy, the strife. All of these things can disturb your peace. So we have to get in the position or in the posture and say, God, renew my mind daily. Why am I going to renew my mind? Because this is what I want the Lord to do. The scripture said that ye may prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, this scripture grabs me because it indicates that there's something different between something being good that may not be acceptable, and that which we think is acceptable may not be the perfect will of God. But it seems to me that all three of these things are significant, as Paul is writing here, in the eyes of the Lord. That when we transform our minds, it's just not about something that's good that is acceptable. Every good thing in the perception of good may not always be acceptable. And just because it's acceptable by man, it might not be the perfect will of God. So what is our ultimate end? We want to be in the perfect will of God. How do we want to get there? By the transformation of our minds daily, being transformed. How? By the word of God, so that the devil cannot steal my peace. We need to let the enemy know I refuse to allow you to take my peace. I will not be bitter, angry, going through all of this and allowing the works of the flesh to be manifested in my life, envy, strife, unforgiveness, jealousy, whatever it is. I refuse to allow the systems of this world with the chaos, the violence, and all of these things that are going on to disturb my peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives it, because I can't find it in the world system, but we can find it in Jesus. So I want to encourage you tonight to do as Paul has said, even over in the scripture, when it tells us, praise God, in 1 Corinthians 15:58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, we got to rest in that. We got to rest in that. We got to remain steadfast despite the challenges that may be going on in your home, in your marriage, on your job, wherever it is. You better know. And you got to understand this. The enemy is after your peace. And I encourage you tonight to rest in the peace of God. Don't allow the enemy, because when the enemy comes in and take your peace, then we act out. We do things that we regret that we've done later, because why? You didn't hold on to your peace. You didn't remain steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. What in the work of the Lord? In other words, let me put it like this. If you get busy with the things that God has assigned to your life to do, be about your kingdom business. You don't have time to be frustrated with the things that the enemy is trying to come to take your peace. Hold on to your peace. Hold on to your faith. And hold on to the hope that only rests in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. I hope y'all took some notes on that one, guys. Steadfast. We got to stay steadfast in the word of the Lord each and every day. And you literally have to guard your peace. You have to guard your joy each and every day in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, for that powerful reminder and wonderful, wonderful word of the Lord tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us on the network live there on the internet, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We're praying for you. This is all about you and those listening tonight on the network. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines. If those who have a prayer request, praise report, or just want to give a comment to Bishop and Doc, I want to encourage you to hit *1 on your phone. *1. We'll put you in queue. *1. Put you in queue. We'd love to hear from you tonight if you have a few words to say as well. We're going to get started with Brother John. We always love to hear it. Brother John, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Elder Kevin, for that opening scripture. Thank you, Bishop, for the awesome prayer as usual. And thank you, Dr. Crenshaw, for always giving us something to think about, scratch our head, and put to our daily lives. I just want to pray for my wife who has lost her uncle, and her uncle was a heck of a man, you know, strong in the community. He was a man that, you know, coached basketball, and any man that could spend more time with somebody else's children than his own, you got to take your hat off to him. Amen. And I pray that we all learn to be careful what heroes we choose. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Thank you so much. Amen. What a powerful, powerful prayer request tonight. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just want, we're having the lines open tonight, hit *1 on your phone, *1 on your phone. We're going to go to Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, ma'am.
God bless everyone. I miss y'all so much. I really do. I had a lot to go on with my knee surgery. It turned out successful. I know we have been praying about it with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw.
Yes.
Especially they have been praying about a successful knee recovery.
Amen.
I had a full knee replacement. Amen. Amen. I had a full knee replacement on my left knee. And I'm telling you, the Lord just is healing it, and I'm thanking the Lord for everything right now.
Yes.
And I miss y'all so much with the prayer meet, with the prayer. And reason I'm saying, I was listening to Dr. Prinshaw and both of y'all when it was saying about prayer.
Yes.
How we need to keep it up, pray fervently, and keep the prayer up, because when you stray away, or when you distance yourself, or you find yourself not coming on to the prayer line or keeping God steady in your life, you find the enemy trying to get on you. He can tear you up like a roaring lion. He can tear you up because he knows God is your protection. God is your all in all. So he knows that. And when he still try to come after the more you held on. But when you have the Lord, oh, you have a covering.
You got that right.
You have the ultimate cover.
Yes.
And so I'm just excited to be back on the prayer line once again. I'm just excited. I am just so excited about it. And
amen.
If y'all could just yes. And if you can and especially Prophetess Dr. Henderson as well, the show is just awesome all together.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so
prophetically
much. Yes.
Working in the fivefold ministry, all of it. It's just people need to be all around the world need to be a part, because God is universal.
Yes.
He is everywhere, moving all around the globe.
Amen.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
Amen. Amen.
And that's all I wanted to say. I love it. I just love being a part of the prayer line, because it's nothing, you know, you can't put God in a box.
Right.
And you can't put him in a box and say, okay, 1 hour here, 1 hour there. No.
Yeah.
When he tells us to stop and the spirit has place, let him move.
Yes.
Let him move.
Yes.
So
Amen.
All I wanted to say, if y'all could lift me and my daughter up for prayer, and that's all I wanted to say. And everybody around the globe that's listening, I love y'all, and keep listening to Straight to the Point. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that time, Sister Sarah. We love you so much in the Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, we have several different prayer requests, prayer times on the network here throughout the week. We have our Monday night, we got our Tuesday night, so we're covering you all in prayer throughout the week on this network. You know, she mentioned something that Dr. Crenshaw talked about. We got to make sure this is mandatory, folks. This is mandatory stuff that we pray each and every day. It should be part of our daily living for the believer. And without a doubt, you got to know that distractions are going to come. Distractions will come, but we can pray in the spirit of the Lord. We can pray. Nobody has to know I'm praying. We just pray. You can be at work, be at your job, be at your business, and pray very quickly or whatever it takes as the Lord leads you. But we can pray while you're working. So we thank God for prayer at all times, and know that we are praying for you regardless of what the technology is doing. As Bishop reminds us, we're still going to pray. We're still going to be praying for you. We thank God for you tonight in the area of prayer, because prayer happens no matter what's going on. We're going to continue to pray. Like, I don't care if the lights are out, you know, floods, whatever happens, we're going to continue to pray and pray and pray. We thank God for Bishop and Doctors reminding us that praying without ceasing is something we can do each and every day. So we love you guys so much in that area. Hey, I just want to make sure we don't miss anybody. Hit star 1 on your phone. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment for Bishop and Doc as we get ready to turn this back over to Bishop in a few seconds here. So thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise God. We thank God for what he's doing in the lives of everyone tonight. We pray and thank God for the victory that we have, the victory in Jesus. And know that our prayers are not in vain, as we be encouraged to continue to pray for one another, as we pray to render the loss of our uncle. We pray that God continue to strengthen the family, bring them in unity together, and God knows every need. God meet every need, and he knows
whatever we need in the conditions in our lives. As we pray, hold fast, keep the faith. Don't give up. Do not quit. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about the prayer time. We're excited about the Word of God each and every day. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the precious Holy Spirit that Jesus has given us today, each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. He said, I go to the Father. He's going to send that Comforter. That Comforter is within us. That's the Spirit of the Lord. So we thank God for the Spirit of the Lord. We thank God for the Father who sees all things, knows all things through His Son and through the Spirit of the Lord. They are one. They are one. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. They work together for our good each and every day. So we thank you so much for that. Father, we just love you so much. And we thank you so much for Bishop and Doc as our leaders as we go through prayer time, not only for the United States, but for around the world. Those leaders around the world, our believers around the world, even for the unsaved around the world. We want all the folks that believe on Jesus Christ to come to Him and to be with Him forever and ever. So we thank God for prayer tonight. Keep in mind, we pray for everybody, ladies and gentlemen. No matter what is happening, we're going to continue to pray as Bishop has prayed tonight. So thank you so much. Bishop, I'll turn it back over to you for final closeout, sir. God bless you, sir.
And we got to give God the glory and honor for what He's doing. Know that God still works miracles in our lives. And thank God, thank God, thank God. As we continue to pray, we can't pray enough. Pray for one another, loving each other with a pure heart. God bless you tonight. God bless you is our prayer.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight. Thank you so much for your time tonight. Thank you for a wonderful prayer and reminder of prayer. We want everybody, as Doc and Bishop always say, always be encouraged. Be encouraged. That's one of Bishop's wonderful words. Be encouraged, folks. Stay in the faith and never, never give up. So we thank God for His wonderful time, because guess what, guys? We have the victory, so we're going to give God a hand clap of praise right now for the time tonight. But we have the victory. Yes, we do. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we had always have a great time with Bishop and Doc on prayer time. And pray, continue to pray for your loved ones each and every day. Let them know how much you love them as well. So, Lord willing, we'll be back on next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Time. And we're just excited about the opportunity there. Keep it moving, guys. As Dr. Crenshaw said, keep it moving each and every day. Hey, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song here in a few seconds here by Donnie McClurkin called I Call You Faithful. I love that little song. The Lord is faithful each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, I want you to know that I want you to have a great evening, rest of the evening. Have a great rest of the week. Be productive, right? Be on purpose and enjoy the moments with your family, with your friends, colleagues, coworkers, all the above, and know that Jesus is Lord. God bless you, everybody. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you on behalf of Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you and enjoy your wonderful life. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Take care. Y'all keep praying.
I call you holy. Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Finshaw. God bless you. That was a beautiful song by Donnie McClurkin. I call you faithful, and we do call you faithful, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Y'all take care and have a great rest of the evening. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Amen and amen. We'll give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you now. Take care.